Last Save Loaded, Season 3, Episode 44. Hello and welcome to the Last Save Loaded podcast with me, Justin Smith, and Mr. Grumpy, Mr. Colm Sheridan. Hello, Colm.
Good evening, Justin. I am over my grumpiness now and just getting on a, you know, flatline basis. There's no...
Flatline? You...
There'd be no racing of hearts or aggression because my brother, where he lives, there's a man across the road who was 50 yards, and he was a very angry man, and apparently he died of a heart attack there last week. So, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so he was always fighting with everybody, so I'm just choosing the path of the calm collie now.
I see.
So I can, you know, maybe stick around for a few more years longer. Who knows?
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah, so... Yeah, but other than that, I've officially got my end date for my course now, my college work. I've done my course. It's the 10th of May. So that's Friday
week. 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks more or less, yeah. So that's the light at the end of the tunnel. So then I have to go back out into the real world. Well, basically, I have to leave that college and then walk up to the Dole office and tell them I've left with a letter. And hopefully everything transitions over smoothly.
You don't want to say I've left. You want to say I've finished my course.
Yes, finished your course. Yes, I'll say that.
Because if you say you've left, yeah, they'll be like, well, that's all for going back then. And we'll say no.
Yes, but I'm also looking to do another course, special needs assistant. But that's a 1 day a week course. So that's
quite a different... kettle of fish you're trying to get into there.
Yeah, well, I have to train the trainer, so I can use that with my special needs assistant, and you can work in a number of areas. You don't have to work in a school, you know, per se. You can work in other areas. So I'm just looking into it. I had an introduction online meeting last week, so that was good. It's only 1 day a week, so it's not like it's, you know, going to take off. It's not a full-time course as such. It's similar to the course I did for the train-to-trainer once a week, and then you do your coursework during the week. So we'll wait and see. I just keeping my options open just in case I'm still an unemployed bum by September. But even if I am, I can still do the course. So we'll wait and see.
We won't be asking you to shell out and book any more flights over here.
Well, I mean,
anytime soon.
Well, I mean, why is that?
You're welcome to.
Okay, right, Grant.
We won't be asking to go out of your way to do it.
Okay, yeah, well, Sandra needs more cigarettes, so maybe who knows?
I don't know that the price of a Ryanair flight is less than the cost that you'll get saving duty-free.
I know, yes. Yes, I'm also playing some Minecraft for the college course notes that I'm typing up.
Yeah, so explain this to me. You're playing Minecraft for college, as opposed to you're a college bum who is just playing Minecraft while they're supposed to be working.
Yeah, something similar like that. The new course I'm setting up, which is an uncredited course, because I wouldn't be able to do a credited course, based on Minecraft. Just... on the survival mode. I'm working on the survival mode aspect of it. So, yes. Just step-by-step instructions on how to get started and stuff like that. It's definitely for noobs. But I was saying to him, I said, you want to be careful you don't get any... You know, you want to phrase the course as a beginner's Minecraft course as opposed to an experienced Minecraft course, because I'm sure there's very few young people that have not played Minecraft at some stage in their life. So... we'll wait and see. So that's what I've been doing. Oh, I went over to Carlos as well and played some Xbox with his Sekiro, is it?
Shadows Die Twice.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. So yeah. He has me playing that for him at the moment, so that's...
He has that playing it for you.
He's playing it for me. I'm playing it for him. So, yeah, but he's still addicted to Elden Ring, so, you know, he's still waiting patiently for the DLC to come out next month or June or something.
He didn't try and get himself a ticket to the Elden Ring concert that's just taken place that was flooding Twitter with posters, you know, people posting their photos last night?
No. An Elden Ring concert? No, I didn't. I wasn't aware of that.
There was one.
Oh, good. I'm sure.
You're aware of it now.
I am, thank you, Justin. So, Justin, what about yourself? Any cat escapades, yes, thank you, Justin.
No cat escapades, no escape moments. She's been generally chilled, apart from...
Good.
Trying to attack feet in the middle of the night and things like that.
Oh, well.
Yeah, she jumps on the bed and then hunts the feet.
Good. That's well, I mean, cats are nocturnal animals, so, I mean, they come alive at night, don't they?
Well, they don't really come alive at any point. They spend like 85% of their time asleep.
Okay.
No incidents with the cat. Not really much going on. I've changed my hours at work.
Mm-hmm.
So I mentioned that they were talking about new hours.
Yeah.
And the first week of them, I wouldn't be doing those hours.
That's right,
because
yeah.
of the bank cut, because of time off. So, they wanted me to do 8 till 5, Monday to Thursday, with a 45-minute lunch break, and then 8:30 till 1, with no break, on a Friday. So, theoretically, I get Friday afternoon off. And so last week, I got to, like, Wednesday, and I went, yeah, I'm not liking this. I think tomorrow I'm going to finish at 3, and I'm just going to work a tiny bit longer on Friday. So I got to do the school run with Ruth on a couple of days and just hang out. Because, you know, having an hour to myself before Ruth gets... Well, an hour and a half to myself before Ruth gets home doesn't really do anything for
yeah.
me. You know, if I'm going to have time off, I want to be able to hang out with my friends,
yeah,
my housemates, my family.
Yeah.
Cool. Any other words I can use to make it sound worse than I should have done? Yes, the...
Cohabitors.
Yeah, that'll do it. No, I... You know, if I have the opportunity to spend more time with Ruth, then that's great for me. So I thought, no, I'll knock off a bit early on one day, work a bit longer in the time when I wouldn't be doing much anyway, and... I don't know what I'm going to be doing this week. At the moment, it's looking like my official temporary hours because we're only supposed to be on like a 2-month trial for it.
Mm.
But we've got a team meeting in the morning and I'll ask then. I'll just say that I'd rather do this personally.
Yeah.
I'm not enjoying the getting up at start work at 8 o'clock.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It still just means having a shower at like 7:40 and
yeah.
then walking down the corridor for 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
But when I'm used to not getting out of bed till 8:10,
yeah.
that's an extra half an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It makes a difference when you're up playing games at 1 o'clock in the morning.
It certainly does, Justin.
So, yeah, that's a thing that's happening. This weekend we had a local Ipswich Blood Bowl tournament called the Ipswich Classic.
Mm-hmm.
And 30 people were registered for it. I finished 8th.
Now, I've seen you tweet about some rules or something that you're not happy about.
Right.
Explain this, please.
Okay, so you are aware that in football or soccer for the overseas players,
mm-hmm.
the league format would be 3 points for a win, 1 point for a draw.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm happy with that. Except that in this tournament, they say it's 3 points for a win, it's 1 point for a draw, it's 0 points for a loss. It's 1 point if you get a clean sheet. It's 1 point if you score three touchdowns or three goals.
Mm.
Yeah. And it's 1 point if you get three casualties. So if you draw 3-3 and beat a lot of your opponent's players up, you could get as many points out of it as someone who just wins 2-1 and doesn't inflict any casualties.
Yeah.
So I got 2 wins and a draw, and I finished behind at least 2 people who had 2 wins and a loss.
Yeah, that's not really fair, is it?
And so I had a big chat with the organiser this morning, and I said, like, you know, when I run my tournaments, I give 30 points for a win and 15 for a draw. So even these bonus points, they don't skew it out that badly.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes more sense, yeah.
But
they didn't.
There's a few people that have tried to argue, but from the point of view of the fans on this fictional fantasy game, you know, they want to reward you for, like, beating up loads of players or scoring loads of touchdowns. You could, by the same time,
you're still getting rewarded. You're just not getting the same more points than you would if you won. So, I mean, the way you do it is better, because at least a win's a win. I mean, you could lose all your matches and still end up getting 3 touchdowns and end up harming 3. So you could actually get more points that way than,
Well, not only that, but the guy I beat in the first round, he went down to one of the bottom tables. He then won his next game 4-0, got loads of casualties on it, and then in the final game was on the top table.
Yeah, yeah.
Because his second round performance got him like 6 points.
Yeah, that's stupid, yeah.
So, yeah, I was a bit frustrated, but at the end of the day, I went unbeaten. I'm going to be happy about that. And, I had a nice day. So
good.
I'm not going to let it bother me any further.
Good. I'm glad you got that out of your chest just.
Yeah, the new season.
After probably mentioning it to Root a few times and probably other people.
I've only really discussed it with them once. One of my leagues starts up this week. The other league starts next week. So back to playing a couple of nights a week. And I'm doing online Blood Bowl with the Northern Ireland community at the moment, which is going interestingly well.
Oh.
Like, Ruth was streaming last Thursday and I said, I'm going to do an online game for Northern Ireland. Now, these normally take about 2 hours. I was wrapped up in about 45 minutes because I kicked the ball away to the opposition. He misclicked something on the PC. I took full advantage of it and he basically just went, right, my turn, end turn. My turn, end turn. My turn. And he just didn't play for half the match. And I just thought, well, that's fine. I'll take full advantage of that and keep scoring. So I beat him 3-0.
Yeah, was he having a bitchy fit or something, or was he just couldn't?
No, he had won the previous 2 matches 3-0. And then he came up against me and lost control of the ball straight away.
Right.
And I think he sulked a bit, basically. He was like, the dice didn't go my way. I made a mistake, so I'm just going to sulk. And I was like, then I'm going to beat you up. I'm going to get as many points out of this as I can. Yeah, so having fun at that.
Excellent.
Now, we, for the past couple of weeks, have been doing some talking about video games by describing them from the rear cover of the case in which they are supplied in. Or to put it another way, I'm going to ask you about some games from the back of the box. Back of the box, 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 back of the box.
Back of the box.
Okay, I don't even know what games I picked up here. I know one or two of them, but we are transporting ourselves back to the era of Brown that was the PlayStation 3. Now, some of these games I know you've played. At least one of them I know you have.
Okay.
Because I remember talking to you about it. I don't know about the others. So I'm not even going to look at them from the front. I've got them in a stack up from the back all facing, you know, facing down. So I'm just going to pick out the first one and go for it. So, okay, I can tell straight away from the artwork what this is. Two lives, two fates, one legendary journey. And there are three photographs from games on the from various scenes in the game. You might get it with the next bit here, but player's monkey, a strong brutish loner who must work with a tech savvy partner, Trip, as they traverse a rough post-apocalyptic landscape and survive a perilous journey home.
Yep, that's Enslaved. Journey to the West.
Odyssey to the West.
Odyssey to the West, sorry.
Journey was the TV show that it was like based on from the whole like...
monkey, yeah.
Yeah, I think Journey to the West is the Chinese...
version, yeah.
...tale Doped. That it's based on.
Okay.
Yes. Featuring cutscenes co-directed by Andy Serkis, Lord of the Rings, King Kong.
Yeah.
Co-written by Alex Garland, The Beach, 28 Days Later. And music created by someone with a name that I'm not going to pronounce.
Good.
Yes. So that's that one.
Cool.
Did you play it?
Yes.
Did you finish it?
Yes.
Did you think, what the hell's going on when you were in some sort of weird pyramid with Andy Serkis talking to you?
Yes. Up to that point, it was enjoyable.
Right then. Next. In the end, there will be only chaos. The trilogy concludes. Any suggestions for that before I go on for the like the
chaos
story bit?
Chaos would be God of War. I'm thinking God of War. That's the trilogy. So the only God of War 3 was on it.
It is God of War 3.
Yeah, thank you.
Haunted by his grisly past, merciless warrior Kratos hens for Mount Olympus to slay the gods who have caused his suffering, leaving a trail of destruction in his wake. Kratos begins to amass the limitless powers of the gods themselves, and with such strength he is at last ready for divine revenge. It is time for the battle to end all battles.
Sweet.
Yeah, I still need to play the remaster version and get my... sixth platinum.
Wow, God of War. That's impressive.
And then start Ragnarok.
Nice.
But yeah, I'm going to play remastered before I play Ragnarok.
Yeah.
An epic action experience as the God of War trilogy reaches its stunning finale, engaging brutal combat using devastating new weapons, attack moves and godlike powers, explore huge levels, carving through entire armies and harnessing the might of legendary beasts.
Sweet.
There we go. Did you play that one?
Yes. I'm not sure if I finished that one, but...
Right, before I pick up the next one,
yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that I am fairly certain you've played this. And without looking at anything other than the icon that is in the very centre of the page on the back cover. So it's very distinctive.
Hmm.
It says, "You're not alone. Rome wasn't built in a day, and it won't be conquered by a lone assassin. I am somebody, and this is my something."
Now, I'd be very surprised if this is the game that you have in your possession that I'm thinking it is, because it's not one of your favourite franchises.
It's not, but I didn't sell them after I played them.
Okay, so it's Rome. Rome. So that would be, I'm thinking Assassin's Creed. Now, the Rome one.
In case you haven't worked out, the stunning silence is me letting you elaborate further for me to go, yeah, there you go.
Rome. Well, I know Ezio Collection. Oh, that's not on his PS3. I think it's Assassin's Creed 2. It could be... No, no. That's Italy was Assassin's Creed 2. So Rome and Assassin's Creed Black Flag was... that wasn't Rome, I don't think. And then there's the other one, Assassin's Creed Retribution. Or not Retribution, was it?
Retribution? No, you're thinking Retaliation. No, Retribution's the PS Vita one.
Yeah, yeah. No, I got...
You're close. You're close.
Okay. Well, then,
think of, it's Brotherhood. Think of the games that okay. you know that I played. So, in order, what were they?
That you played?
Yeah, because I played them on the Year of Shame, one every other month for the whole year.
Well, you played Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, so I played one. It's not that.
Assassin's Creed 2.
Yes, I played that one.
Assassin's Creed Revelations.
I played that one as well.
And Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
It's Brotherhood.
All right, very good. Okay, yeah.
I also played Assassin's Creed 3, but I don't have that on physical, I don't think.
Okay.
Yes, you're not alone. Rome wasn't built in a day, and it won't be conquered by a lone assassin. See? It won't be conquered by a lone assassin. I am Ezio Auditore di Firenze, and this is my Brotherhood.
Okay, good.
Complete a wide variety of quests with state-of-the-art weaponry and gadgets, use new fighting skills, or deploy your deadly Brotherhood in your ongoing quest for justice. This was the first one that had multiplayer.
Hmm. Cool.
Choose from an army of assassins, each with their own signature weapons and killing moves in innovative online gameplay.
Nice. I'm super impressed by that you have that in your collection.
I've still got all the Assassin's Creed games.
Nice.
I've got the Revelations Special Edition that came with Assassin's Creed 1.
Mm.
And yeah, I've got 2 and I've got Brotherhood.
Nice.
Right. I know you've played this. Step into an animated role-playing masterpiece.
Can I guess?
You can guess. I'm pausing, waiting for you to jump in with a guess.
Ni No Kuni.
Go on.
And the Wrath of the White Witch.
It is Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch. Experience a magical journey of a young boy named Oliver, who enters a beautiful and dangerous parallel world in an attempt to save his mother. Exciting battles combining real-time and turn-based tactical elements. Explore a breathtaking world filled with curious creatures and vibrant landscapes. Animated hand-drawn sequences and real-time graphics created by the legendary Studio Ghibli.
Sweet. Do you know that game went up in price before the Switch version came out? And then it went
up in price, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. And CEX were selling it like for 20-odd quid at one stage. Then it went back down again to 6.
Well, now there's a remastered version on the newer consoles anyway, isn't there?
Yes. It's not physical, but I don't think it's not a fit. I don't think there's a... maybe there is, actually.
I don't think you've played this.
Okay.
But I really enjoyed the story in this one.
Okay.
The machine age has begun. As the lines start to blur between man and machine, you must enter 2080 Tokyo. Fight your way through their robotic defense and find who is creating highly advanced humanoids that are beginning to infiltrate society undetected. Analyze each enemy type and efficiently dispose of them. Turn the tide in battle by earning your squad's trust. Battle online in co-op and versus modes with up to 10 players.
I was thinking of Remember Me, but then that wasn't an online game, so that sort of went out the window. You say mechanical... it's an RPG, if I presume.
It's actually a first-person shooter.
Oh.
With squad. So you can give your squad mates instructions, if I remember correctly.
Oh. SOCOM.
No.
No? Okay.
No, SOCOM is very much set in current day. Well, it would have been 20 years ago.
Mm. Let me think now.
It's a Sega game.
Sega? So, it's not Yakuza.
It is definitely not. Okay. It's in 2080.
Yeah. It's a Sega
game. I'm going to describe the art.
Yes, please.
Then. So, there is a mechanoid on the right hand side with red eyes. There is a human in like combat tactical outfit, a bit similar to the sort of thing you'd expect to see on Gears of War, I guess. On the left hand side, he's got an earpiece in. He's looking very smouldering. And so that's, they're on the two sides. And then over their shoulder, so behind them in the main part of the artwork, is just loads more robots coming forward with guns. Shiny red eyes.
Not Lost Planet, is it?
No. Oh. No, Lost Planet wouldn't be Tokyo.
No. Yeah, you've got me there, Justin. I can't.
On the front cover, it's got a guy firing a handgun in his left hand. He's carrying someone on his back, sort of on his right shoulder, who looks like they've been a bit wounded. They got a bit of blood all over them.
Ooh.
There's a lady on the left firing a assault rifle. There's a man on the right who's also,
I think I know what it is,
firing a gun.
It's got just two options I'm going for: Vanquish or Binary Domain. That's it, I'm out now.
Okay, which of those options would you like to go with?
Oh, I think Vanquish was a Sega game. And it definitely had Mercs in it. I know that.
Vanquish was the same people that made Bayonetta.
Oh.
Because don't forget, they really released that double pack, didn't they?
All right, so it's Binary Domain then.
It is Binary Domain.
Wow, yes, I was looking up at the box there.
On your shelf.
Yeah, but I couldn't see the front, so I just went, okay, it could be that, yeah. Yeah, I actually played that. That was quite a good game.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I think it was on PS Plus. That's how I played it.
This game was very much a Last Save Loaded favourite before you joined the team, I believe.
Okay.
And we would regularly have Saturday morning play sessions.
Oh, I know what it is already. Can I guess?
You can guess before I say anything.
Killzone 3.
It's Killzone 3.
Because I always remember you talking about your play sessions, and I think even when we were recording together, you were still playing it on a Saturday morning, or you'd go back the odd time to play it on a Saturday morning.
I used to play with the PlayStation community ones.
Yeah, and I just remember you, that gave it away for me, so yes.
I think it was one of my earliest platinums, to be fair, and it's not a particularly easy game to platinum.
No, it's not, no.
It was the first game that had the PlayStation Move controller option supported in the main game, and I played the entire game with the sharpshooter controller.
Oh, nice. Was it easier to do it with that?
Well, I don't know, because I didn't play it with the joypad.
But that's impressive.
It was definitely fun using like the sniper rifle
bits
and stuff like that.
Cool.
Yeah. And quickly going over that one. Know your enemy, stranded on a hostile planet, hunted by the Hellghast. A few thousand men left to face the wrath of an entire empire. Your only hope of escape is to regroup, adapt to their brutal world, master their fearsome weapons, and make their ruthless tactics your own. This game is fully playable in 2D or 3D. There you go. Back for the days where you had a 3D TV.
Yes. That's right, yeah, Genie. That's a while back.
PlayStation Move plus navigational controller supported. 3D TV, and then it's got one of the ones that's back then had the TV resolutions on the background saying, oh, this will run in 720p as opposed to binary domain, which says 720p, 1080i and 1080p as well. Yeah, Killzone 3. Many hours played on that. Right, what have we got here? A game I've not finished, actually.
Oh.
I played through this in two-player co-op, and I never finished it because the person I was playing online with, I lost contact with, really.
Hmm.
Anyway. Team up and take down the terror together. Head planet side and explore a hostile new environment. Discover the truth. Stop the plague. Save mankind. Scavenge your parts and build your own ultimate weapon. Full campaign, single player and co-op.
Lost Planet 2?
Nope.
Okay. I thought that might have been a giveaway there. It's not a Far Cry game, is it?
It's not a Far Cry.
Okay, right. It's just that with the whole, you know...
Head planet side.
Planet side, yeah. Lost Planet, no?
No.
Planet side. It's a twin-stick shooter.
It is, in a manner of speaking.
It's not that... Oh, no, you got the plat for that one, didn't you? Yeah.
I got the platinum for the first game in this franchise. Which has recently been re-released.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say recently.
You were playing it on your PS4 at one stage, weren't you? No.
Not this game.
The side-scrolling one. What was that called? It was a shoot-em-up, but it was you went around in a circle. Stardust.
Oh, no.
No.
That was only ever a digital game. I'm going to tell you what's on the front cover.
Okay.
So the front cover is mostly white. There's the outline of a mountain in the background and what is presumably some sort of planet in the centre of the screen. On the left-hand side of the cover is a man in a very industrial-looking outfit with a helmet on. You can't see his face.
Mm.
The helmet has got three lines that have been lit up from behind on it. And you can't see the right side of his body because it's cut off by the edge of the box. But the left hand holds a gun that's got a very strange attachment on the front. Looks like it could be a work tool.
It's not that. Did they remaster this game?
Not this one.
But they did remaster the other one in the series. No, this is a twin stick shooter, so it's not a... No...
What's the
logo and the publisher?
What the publisher is? It's an EA game. It's an 18. It has been flagged for violence, bad language, and being online.
It's an EA game. And it's not a Battlefield game.
No.
Bulletstorm.
No. Although... No, I have the PS4 version of that, I think.
No, you've got me. Go on, tell me.
Right, I'm gonna whisper something in your ear now. Isaac.
That'll be the Dead Space.
Yes.
That would
keep
be
going.
Dead Space 1 wasn't a multiplayer, so Dead Space 2.
Also wasn't a multiplayer.
Well, then it's Dead Space 3. No, you can't give me that one. I'm sorry.
I think I gave away Dead Space 1, but I do still have Dead Space 2 somewhere because I've got the limited edition that's got the Wii light gun game on it.
Oh, very good. Didn't they bring out a separate Dead Space game on the Wii that was...
Yeah, well, that was it. It was Retribution, but they upscaled it and put it on the... used it with the Move controllers on Dead Space 2.
Nice, yeah.
But there was another one, there was a mobile game or something.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Right. You probably not played this.
Okay.
You might have done. I just don't remember you ever talking about it. It doesn't seem to be your sort of thing. But you will have heard me talk about it. Do you have the courage to face your destiny? As a deepening crisis threatens to plunge the floating world of Cocoon into chaos, a band of unsuspecting strangers find themselves branded enemies of the state, with the panicking population baying for their blood and the military all too happy to oblige. They have no choice but to run for their lives. Join them on a desperate quest to challenge the forces controlling their fate and prevent untold destruction. Featuring an unforgettable storyline, a battle system blending action and strategy, cutting-edge visuals and awe-inspiring cinematic sequences, delivers the next step in the evolution of gaming.
Well, see, I was already thinking it's something like a Final Fantasy franchise. Would I be correct in that? Okay, I'm on the right track. and I think it's an obscure one, like Final Fantasy.
Remember, it's a PS3 game before you go any further than that.
Okay, well, I do know that Lightning Returns... Final Fantasy. Now, it could be Final Fantasy. They had an X1 and an X2.
They're PS2 games.
Oh, right, okay.
Well, 10 and 10-2.
Okay. X2,
yeah.
So then it's Final Fantasy 13.
It is indeed Final Fantasy 13.
Lightning but Returns, yes, they, no?
No.
Okay.
So they had Final Fantasy 13. They had Final Fantasy 13-2.
That's
and then
the
they
one.
Had then they had Final Fantasy 13-3 Lightning Returns.
Oh, really? Okay. The other two were not loved by the fans, is that correct? Or one of them wasn't a major hit with the fans?
This was the game that infamously had what you could best describe as a 30-hour tutorial.
Oh,
you have to play
yes.
that long before it stops giving you more and more instructions on how to play the game.
Wow, okay. Oh, wow, okay, yeah. No, you're right.
It looked beautiful.
Yes.
Was not as much fun as it could be.
Hmm. Okay.
Right. Not sure if you've played this. I don't remember you ever talking about playing this. This is another game that's 3D compatible. Take it to the track. Enjoy the drive of your life as the world-famous driving simulator returns to redefine the racing genre. Tackle new experiences, take your place in the racing community, challenge others and settle scores out on the track. Whoever you are, there's always something at stake in... Race over 1,000 cars in 20 locations. Vehicle damage and advanced effects. Cars, smoke and spark. Spectacular stereoscopic 3D visuals, driver face tracking, course maker and karting. Enhanced A-spec and B-spec modes.
Ah, you gave it away there.
Become a racing driver or be the boss of your own team.
Well, A-spec and B-spec would be Gran Turismo. Now,
they would be.
And I know Gran Turismo 5 was 3D compatible. I think it was 5 that was 3D compatible. There's also Gran Turismo Prologue. There's also Gran Turismo. But I think, because I think I did have that one. I got that with my TV, I think. My 3D monitor. I think that was bundled in with the monitor, if I remember
this
correctly.
This game also had the option of using your PSP on remote play to use as a rear view mirror.
That's right, yes. So that is Gran Turismo.
Are you going to commit to which one?
I I think it's five. I think it's five. I'm going with five. I'm laying
down. Five would be the right answer.
Yes!
It is Gran Turismo 5. I didn't buy six. I did buy Sport, but I didn't buy seven. So yeah, this was the last of the mainline series that I'd bought in order. Because I did get 1, 2, 3, 4, and then this one. I didn't get Tokyo Show Edition or something like that. And then they did, yeah, they did Prologue and all these little spin-offs just as an excuse to make money. But yes, there you go. Gran Turismo 5.
Nice.
Did spend quite a few hours on that. We used to try and do race nights where we would pimp out our like Samba buses and mess around with the suspension. So you like jack it up in like on the rear left and jack the front right down so that it's kind of feels like it's tilting over.
Oh, classic.
And then people would, you know, go in for all the chrome paint and have shiny Samba buses.
Oh.
Okay, last one. It won't take you long to get this one. A legendary soldier. A final mission. The ultimate sacrifice. Epic stealth action.
Stealth action.
Yep.
Legendary soldier. It's got to be Splinter Cell.
No.
Okay.
Travel the globe and infiltrate dangerous new battlefields as in the final chapter of this legendary hero's life. Team up with old friends and battle timeless foes in a world where war has become purely business, driven by mercenaries and machines.
It's not Mercenaries, is it?
No. Mercenaries was a PS2 game.
No, but it came out on PS3. I have it.
There was a Mercenaries game on the PS3.
Yes.
It just wasn't anywhere near as much fun.
Yeah, Mercenaries 2 wasn't as fun as Mercenaries 1, apparently. No. That's the version that came out on PS2, and then they did well, it wasn't a remaster, really. They stuck it on the PS3 and the Xbox 360 as well, I think.
Hmm.
So is it an E8?
This is one of the most brownest games you would ever play.
That's not Uncharted, is it?
And you have played it, because I remember talking about it with you on this very podcast not too long ago.
It's Fallout 3?
No.
It's not Uncharted, is it?
It's not Uncharted.
Not too long ago.
I'll use another two words. Let's see if this will get you. Cinematic experience.
For God's sake, it's Metal Gear. Metal Gear Solid 4. So, Guns of Navarone or something.
Guns of the Patriots.
Oh, Guns of the Patriots, sorry. Guns of Navarone. Well done, yes, yes.
The game that all the people really want to be re-released on modern consoles because they moan that it's been left to rot on the PS3.
Well, I mean, you can't remaster every single game that was ever invented. I mean,
you know what I mean? Just, are you sure? That's what this generation's all about.
Yeah, I know. Last of Us Part 2. Yeah, but I mean, Skyrim. Fallout 4 now has been brought over to the PS5 now. Apparently, if you have the PS Plus edition, you don't get the upgrades.
You don't get the upgrade.
Yeah, no. But they did that with
Final Fantasy.
Yeah, they did that with Final Fantasy, but I have the... I'm still playing Fallout 3 on my Steam Deck, so I mean, I'll get around to playing Fallout New Vegas next and then. Yeah. I stopped playing it on my PS3 just because when I got to the alien spaceship, you have to get out of the place. I was in this alien spaceship, right? Now this could be DLC, I don't know, but anyway, I found the spaceship. And yeah, then I got captured.
The spaceship, that's the DLC. In the main game, there is just a crashed spaceship on the floor and you can just like walk up to it and take a ray gun out.
I got abducted and then I ended up in this spaceship and then I had to get out and it was 30 frames per second would have been nice, but this was this was cracking up to about 12 to 15 frames. And I got to a certain area where I had to come around a corner with no stim packs left, no nothing. I couldn't respawn back into the other area. And I just kept dying over and over and over. And I was so excited to get out of that spaceship. And here I was, I bet you this is part of the DLC, because Justin didn't mention about getting abducted. He just said, go over, pick up the gun. And as soon as I picked up the gun, I got abducted.
You must have got into Mothership Zeta.
Yes, that's what it was, yes. So I said, no, I'm not dragging myself through this. Just continue on this with the Steam Deck. So yes, I'm sure I'll have that finished by 2 years' time. I am looting and looting and looting to my heart's content. And I have a couple of items in my house now. Like the Nuka-Cola machine. Yeah. I have a workbench and I have a other bench that makes new stuff for me, formulas or whatever. I can't remember what the name of it is actually. Anyway, so there you go. Thank you, Justin. That was nice. That was nice and easy. I feel that you were being kind to me this week.
You've played most of those, to be fair.
Mm.
And some of them, I didn't give them away, but some of them were easier to guess than others.
Yeah.
Right, let's move on. And I've been talking for a bit, so I'm going to let you talk about some things vaguely related to what you've just been talking about.
Yes.
And I'll ask you, Colin, what have you been watching?
In the chronological order, it would have to be the most atrociously dumb movie that I totally enjoyed, called Expendables 4.
You mean Expend Four Balls?
Yeah, Expend Four Balls, yes. Now, myself and Sandra were there last night, and there's nothing on the telly as usual, so I said, I'm sticking on a movie, let's stick on a comedy. Couldn't find any comedies on Amazon. I said, you know what? I'm going for a dumb fun, shooty, shooty, bang, bang. And I stuck on Expendables 4. And you know what? It's not as bad as A Good Day to Die or any of that. Die Hard, A Good Day to Die was probably the most horriblest, boringest oxygen cheese fest I've ever watched. And I loved Die Hard, but not that one. Anyway, so I enjoyed it. It's got the usual cast of over 50s, and in Stallone's case, over 70s. And at the start, they're brought into their guns for hire. So anyway, well, I'm not going to spoil it for anybody who wishes to watch this gem, but I thought it was good fun. Now, I watched Expendables 3 and I just thought that was shite, but this wasn't. Maybe it was just I'm in the mood for a bit of shite movies, and this just happened to scratch my itch, as they say. So, yeah, I thought it was fun. And Sandra even looked at it. So it must have been okay, because she doesn't look at any of that nonsense stuff. Then I watched Fallout Season 1. I managed to sit down. Sandra went out to a friend last week, and I managed to sit down and watch the last two final episodes. There's only 8 episodes in it.
Right.
And I quite enjoyed it. I thought it got the whole Fallout atmosphere. It did it very well. I really can't. I don't want to say anything else about it, because I know you may watch it at some stage, or maybe you have. I'm just checking your.
I haven't watched it.
Okay.
to be honest, I'm intrigued. I think I'd like to watch it, but it'll be one that I'd need to probably, well, I'm saying this, I suspect I would need to give Ruth some background on it before watching, because I don't think she's played any of the Fallout games, and I'm not about to start making her play Fallout
4. No, because the whole world is mother. I mean, it's amazing the effect a TV show based on a game has, you know, on game sales itself, I'm sure.
Oh, isn't it like shops?
Everybody
astronomically on yeah. sales.
Yeah, it's like, and then you've got the current gen upgrade of whatever Fallout 4 is, and yeah. So I mean, it's good for. I'm sure anybody that has wanted to buy Fallout has bought it at this stage. Which reminds me of the time when my son was. 2015 it was came out, I think he was about 15, 14 then, and he wanted the Pip-Boy edition of the game for his birthday, because he was so excited about Fallout 4. He played about 10 hours of it and got bored, and then I gave the Pip-Boy to my friend Carlos.
Could be worse. It could have been Fallout 76.
That game was criminally underrated. I'm just telling you now, that game was criminally...
You're the only defender of that game.
I am the only defender of that game, and now I believe it's a much better game than it was, but myself and Carlos cannot bring ourselves to go back into it again, because we spent many, many hours, along with Kim from GameStop at the time, and many hours playing that game, getting throttled by other players. And
you play some more Rock and Stone with me and Ruth sometime, and I'll jump into Fallout 76 with you, and it can be a game where you can show me around for a change. Although you probably played it on Xbox the first time around.
Yes, I did. Yes.
Yeah, I just remember it going on PS Plus, didn't it?
Yes, it did. It went on PS Plus last year, which you said, oh, you'd be excited for that. I said, I've played all of it. I'm sure it's a totally different game now, but it's not for me. I mean, there's paid subscriptions now for it, and pays to this and that. So, yeah, I won't be going back to that. My wish for this year is to actually complete a GTA game and a Fallout game. Now, last year, I played Red Dead Redemption 2 and I finished that, which I totally enjoyed. And I also played Ride to Retribution.
If you come back to that, there's something very wrong with you, Colin.
Yeah, no, and I played Days Gone, which I totally enjoyed as well. So this year I'm hoping to play Fallout 3 and possibly New Vegas, and also play some GTA. Oh no, I did play GTA 4 actually on the Switch or on the Steam Deck, and I did get to the last mission, but I haven't got to finish the last mission where you had to go chase him on a motorbike and jump up in a helicopter. So I have to finish that then. Yeah, I'll do that. So yeah, and then this was hard to watch. It wasn't hard to watch. It was very predictable. It's called Stolen in Her Sleep. And I think they tried to make a thriller out of this game, or this movie, but it just didn't work. It's on Amazon. Yeah. And it's basically about a new mother who moves into a new neighborhood, and her husband and herself and the baby. And she has to take pills because she's a bit psychotic, or not psychotic, but she takes pills, okay? And she's convinced that she's, her baby had just been born, so she had a heart complaint and she had to get a heart transplant. And you can basically see where this is coming from anyway. So the husband meets this old friend who used to be in school with, who apparently he used to bully, and the wife is an artist, and she meets this other girl who's very good to her, and she's telling her, I'll get you into the art scene. But anyway, you could sort of see where it's going to, and it sort of ends on a, oh, I've seen that one coming already. But Yeah, I watched it anyway because I'd started. You know, right, sometimes you start a movie and about 10 minutes later you just go, no, this is not for me. But I was intrigued because I was hoping it would be like, you know, Sleeping with the Enemy or something thrillerish like that. But it turned out to be a flat pancake. So I just find a lot of the movies on these streaming services are pretty flat. And as soon as you stop subscribing to, say, Netflix, everybody's going, oh, did you see that thing on Netflix? And I'm going, no, obviously not. But so, yeah, I won't get to finish my Star Wars because my subscription is now up on Disney unless I get to a certain other forms of...
Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum.
Yeah, so I won't get to finish my Star Wars Rebels. But hopefully, maybe, who knows? I was quite enjoying that.
How far are you in that? Because
I was into season 3, episode 7 or 8, I think it was.
Well, that's fine, Colm. I'll get a Jiffy envelope and I'll send you over the DVDs of season 3 and season 4. And then you can watch them at your leisure and I'm sure I'll get them back from you at some point.
Oh, no, don't do that, Justin, because I have ways and means, because the postage would be something horrific. And I know it will, because posting to different countries is just, they screw you over here. So
okay.
I will have means. Who knows? I might even see them in the charity shop.
Maybe.
Thank you for the offer, Justin, though. I appreciate it.
All right.
So, Justin, what have you been watching? Quite a lot, apparently.
So, talking about Star Wars, I've been keeping up to date with Star Wars The Bad Batch. So we should have another episode tomorrow, and we're getting close to the season ending. So I'm intrigued to know what's going to happen.
Season ending as in how many seasons are there? 2, is it?
This is the third one, and all right, it's okay. Supposedly the final one. So intrigued to know where they're going to go with it.
Hmm.
Season 17 of Taskmaster. We're now halfway through the season, and Ruth and I are pretty...
invested.
We're pretty set on who we think is going to win, but every series has some complete idiots on it, and the idiots on this season are very charming. So there's lots of laughs happening on some of it. Went to the cinema with the youngster to take her to watch Kung Fu Panda 4.
Okay.
Well, I must have missed Kung Fu Panda 3 because I didn't know that Po's biological father was on the scene and living with his adopted father. And, like, I couldn't tell if they're a couple or what. But, he's back. They're off. Dustin Hoffman's still playing the Master Shifu and is now trying to tell Po you need to find a successor, the new Dragon Warrior. And unsurprisingly, it's going to end up being the other character that's, you know, causing shenanigans at the start. So they go on an adventure to stop some shape-shifting chameleon.
Okay, this is Kung Fu Panda, yeah?
Yes.
Now, is the first one and the second one were quite funny. How does this measure up to it?
I think I laughed a few times, but I didn't find it as funny as earlier ones.
Hmm.
It was still worth watching, still very well done. The biggest complaint I had from the young lady that accompanied me was we had to wait until the end credits to see Jack Black singing Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Right. He didn't have a scare tone, no?
No, no. Okay, they'd already, been showing him on YouTube singing this multiple times as part of the press tour.
Okay.
And she was looking forward to it, and of course it was just a closing credits. There was no like hint of it halfway through the film or anything like that.
Okay.
So what else has happened? I went to the cinema to see a film called Monkey Man.
Okay.
I'll be honest, I was a bit worried this might be a bit racist, but it's Dev Patel's directorial debut, him being the guy from Slumdog Millionaire and
yes,
various things. And it's set in, I'm going to say India, but could be like Bangladesh or somewhere like
yeah.
that. Please don't quote me on that. He has been displaced as a child due to the horrors that have happened over there in the like 50 years ago or whatever, however long it's been. And he is working as a fight club, like an underground fight circuit.
Yeah.
Wearing a monkey mask, hence the monkey man, and basically is getting beaten up for a living.
Okay.
And he then infiltrates the company that orchestrated like the death of his family in order to take them down from the inside.
Okay.
And stuff.
Right.
It's a bit mental in places.
Right.
But it's very slick, very artistic. It's a bit like John Wick in India.
Okay.
I was very impressed with it.
All right.
Yeah.
Did he star in it or was he just directing it?
He's the main star.
But he's also the director.
He's also the director.
All right.
Okay. And you knew that something was a bit odd when gets to the... I remember coming home and telling Ruth this. There was like some ladies a couple of rows behind me again. Oh my God, like the credits are rolling. So how can they make a film like this look so artistic? It's the genius direction. I'm thinking, it's just a film, love. Just, you know. It's their job. Yeah. So on the small screen, a couple of new episodes of Bluey came out. The infamous episode The Sign, that was the feature length episode. And I knew it had been released. I got the notification on Disney Plus. It's now available in your continue watching thing. So I roused everyone. I said, come on then, let's all get together on the sofa and let's all watch it together. Yeah. I regretted doing that.
Okay, why?
halfway through, I just kind of acknowledged Ruth and, you know, put my hand on her knee and just kind of reassured her that, yes, I'm here for you kind of thing, and I'm not going to turn my head to the right because I don't want anyone to see the perhaps shiny eyes I've got right at this second.
Oh, okay.
And then I could hear Ruth's breathing going a little bit more wobbly, as it were.
Okay.
And then it went on a bit further, and then I knew that just everyone was crying. It was so emotional.
Really? Bluey?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a cartoon dog.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But, the specific incidents of the special...
Right.
They refer to as The Sign, because the house has a for sale sign go up in it.
Okay.
And so the kids are saying, well, we need to... If we pull down the for sale sign, they can't sell the house.
Yes.
And the sub-story is that there's a wedding happening and the groom has basically said, oh, yeah, well, when we get married, she's going to move out west with me. And she's like, I don't know. We haven't discussed this kind of thing. I don't know if I want to do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, for us, it was a case of obviously... I moved out east. Yeah, we resonated with a lot of the comments that were made in that show.
All right, okay.
And at one point or another, yeah, it hit us all. And so...
Okay.
That was a thing that happened, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So just quickly, because I'm starting to get conscious that we're on a long show now... I have also been spending a lot of time in the last week or so watching cutscenes. Because, of course, I'm playing a Hideo Kojima game.
Of course you are.
And, you know, every now and then you might be required to move the controller because the PlayStation's going, we're going to switch off in 10 minutes due to inactivity.
Yeah, exactly.
Or when you've been playing you've been playing for 4 hours and the TV goes,
yes,
are you still there? I'm going to turn the TV off in a minute. Yeah.
Exactly. Ah, brilliant.
Yeah. You'll be pleased to hear, Colm, I rolled credits on it.
No, nice, awesome. I'm sure you can tell me all about that in 2 weeks' time.
I am, hopefully by the time 2 weeks' time comes around, I will have
got the plat.
Deleted it. I am 3 trophies away from platinum.
Nice.
But I have had to make a tick list to make sure I don't waste my time doing things that I shouldn't be doing.
Yes, good thinking.
Because there's no real guide. It's a case of...
Okay.
You've got to look at specific icons to work out if they're what you're going for.
Right.
Anyway.
Cool.
Let's move on to some Twitter comments. And Paul W. at just_wandering_ says, another great podcast. I heard you mention Balatro. I just thought it worth mentioning that there is a free trial to play the game on PSN, subject to your PSN membership subscription level. Well,
we sort of know what it is about now, don't we? It's a card game.
Yeah, it's a deck-building card game. And having got Slay the Spire, and Ruth and I have tried to Slay the Spire board game twice now, and
nice,
we've got to the boss twice, and the Spire has slayed us.
Okay,
we haven't even done the first part of it yet.
Okay,
we can't subject ourselves to another one. Ruth was playing Roguebook earlier, when I came upstairs, and even then she's like, I can't go down another rabbit hole.
No.
Dom Ragnar at Justin_Knowles says, if either of you are interested in something different for Back of the Box, I have a reasonable collection of Master System boxes that I could send photos of. Attached photo is from Google, so not a spoiler. I did wonder when he sent us a picture of things like Rocky with the front and back cover. But I wouldn't have the slightest clue what games are on the Master System.
No. I'm sorry, Justin, but sorry, Ragnar. We'd be just here all night trying to guess them.
I have played precisely 3 games on the Master System, which is Spy Hunter, some weird wrestling game, and Sonic, which is awful on the Master System.
Wow.
Just doesn't have like a background and stuff.
Yeah.
Ian, BitDead at BitDead77 says, great show, gents. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Justin and Paul. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
So, we have a question of the fortnight, or rather, statement of the fortnight. I put out, Justin and Colm are recording tomorrow. Obviously, I posted this yesterday. Are recording tomorrow. So we'd like to know what you've been watching on the big screen, the small screen, and for some of you, the tiny screen on your phone.
It's a dig at me, isn't it?
It was very much a dig at you.
When I seen that, I went, he's a figure.
Yes, you were the for some of you. Please let us know in the comments. Please let us know in the replies. So, David Yellowbug 1969 says, still slowly working. And before I finish this, I very much appreciate the fact that Dave constructed this sentence, tweet the way he did. Still slowly working through Poirot with David Suchet. That's David Suchet as Poirot, and not that I'm watching the episodes with him. Just wanted to avoid any confusion there.
Thanks, Dave. Mike Green at the Path to Amend. The only thing of note I've been seeing recently is the cuckoo on Channel 5. Not the best or worst thing I've seen.
So is it really of note if it's not the best or worst? It just exists. Yeah. I haven't watched it. I have no idea what's going on. This is this thing. Stephen Barnett at sbarnett82 says, watching Fallout, Bad Batch and Reacher. Really enjoying them all. So Colm's been there with Fallout, I'm there with Bad Batch. Have you watched any of the Jack Reacher stuff, Colm?
No, I don't. No, I haven't. I don't think so.
I've watched the first, if not the second. I definitely watched the first movie with the Tom Cruise one.
Yes, I might have seen one. That wasn't bad, actually.
But I haven't seen any of the TV show.
No. Dave Williams at David PD150. Jojo Rabbit we watched last night. Laughed a bit more, cried a bit, then laughed again, and then cried again. Thank you, baby Dave.
I feel bad for saying this, but I was so bored watching that film.
Wow. Okay.
Like, maybe I didn't get it, but I just didn't find Taika Waititi like funny if he was supposed to be. And I wanted to leave the cinema. I was not enjoying it.
Okay.
Anyway, Dan Ragnar at Justin_Knowles says, and he's the only one that's given me all three of the answers here. TV, finished watching Our Flag Means Death, binged the Fallout TV show, and I'm halfway through my first ever viewing of The Office, US, not UK. Movies, Damsel and a rewatch of Highlander. Phone, Fallout 4 stuff on YouTube and more TikTok. Highlights, Fallout and Highlander.
Sweet.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Justin. Paul at just_wondering_. We binged watched Baby Reindeer. Excellent. Well worth a watch. And we have just finished watching a show that has totally passed us by. Season 1 of the BBC shows Happy Valley. We shall definitely be watching seasons 2 and 3. Happy Valley, that's your woman out of Coronation Street that used to be in Coronation Street.
I don't
Street.
Know where she's out of, but I know it's about, she's a TV, not, sorry.
She's a copper.
She's a police person.
Police person, yeah.
Yes. I think I read somewhere today that they want to officially, like, stop using the word policeman.
All
right. Because, you know, police yeah. person, whatever.
Yeah.
Baby Reindeer, though. What's that on? When? I've never heard of it. Apart from... Unless you were literally watching a video about a small baby reindeer.
I've heard of Baby Reindeer. I think it's on Netflix. I've heard of it. I thought you watched it, actually, but you were watching something else.
No, I've not watched.
Okay.
Trillium Penguin, P-I-H-C, at Fancy Stick, says, Taskmaster and Bluey. Bluey destroyed me. Face with tear. Sad face. Is that really all I've watched? Well, yes, because we haven't watched much on TV, really. We've been playing board games and doing stuff, like playing video games.
Nice. Cool.
Would
Excellent.
You like some podcast mentions before
yes,
we move
please.
On to wrap up?
Gameburst. 60 Minutes with Here's Out, Lapse Gamer Radio, Pure Dead Gaming. Thank you very much, Justin.
Thank you, Colm. Now, are you contactable? Where can people find you? Or are you still, leave me alone, I want to get on with my life?
Nah, just leave me alone, I want to get on with my life.
In that case, if you have any comments for the show, you can do like these fine people have done and contact us on Twitter using @LastSaveLoaded. We do have an email account of lastsaveloaded@gmail.com. And if you want to get in touch with me and speak to me directly, even though I'll see anything that goes through to lastsaveloaded anyway, you can message me @Onya6. So, Colm, two weeks time, we'll be back for another one. And you'll be pretty much a free man.
Yes, a free man. I would like to say that's... I'm not really free, am I? I mean, you know...
Well, you're not charging.
I have to get my blood test done tomorrow, and that's going to cost me €40 when my doctor's at 6:30 in the morning. And Sandra says, well, just imagine now you didn't have the money for the €40. What would you do? And I said, I'd sell my body. And she said, you wouldn't even get that much for that. So there you go. I'll leave you to that thought. Hopefully I'll have finished Fallout 3 by then, with a bit of luck, and tell you about the marvellous PS3 obscure games I'm playing at the moment, which every time my son goes by me, he goes, I'm disappointed. there you go. What about yourself, Justin?
Well, hopefully I'll have finished Death Stranding, and I might really need to play something shorter to get some more games ticked off.
Yes, my games completed this year are 4, I believe.
I have turned the Switch on a couple of times and dabbled with that, but you'll be impressed. I picked up some new amiibos this week because I got an email from Nintendo going, "Hey, we've restocked a load of amiibos." So I went online. I have ordered a Daisy, a Captain nice. Olimar from Pikmin, and Ken from Street Fighter.
Nice. Because I have a Captain. I have a Captain Olimar mask on my Animal Crossing New Leaf Horizon at the moment.
Do you mean helmet?
Helmet, yes, sorry.
One goes on your face, one goes over your head.
Yeah, well, no, this is on my face because I'm a yellow Pikmin. Actually, it's not Captain Olimar, sorry. I do apologise. I'll shut up now.
Okay, well, with that worrying thought... we'll be back in a couple of weeks, and Colin will be steering the good ship Lasso Loaded, and we hope to let you have us in your ears for a bit longer there at the time. In the meantime, all that remains to be said is it's goodbye from me.
That's goodbye from him.
Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Goodbye. Good evening.
Good evening. You right?
Smashing.
You don't sound smashing.
Wait. I was just waiting for you not to answer so I could start complaining about you not being ready when you said you were, but clearly you were ready, so I can't argue with you. It's that simple.
So you were looking for a fight. Yeah. And because I wasn't there to throw you a punch, you're like, oh, I'm just going to...
Yeah, so
man yells at cloud.
Classic.
Yeah.
Oh, you did do that, did you?
I did.
Oh, smash it.
Did do that.
Did do that.
10 games right here.
How many?
10.
Wow, okay, I'm impressed. So, Justin, what about yourself? Any cat expositions? Escapades? Feck off.
Escapades.
Yes, thank you, Justin.
I don't know how much of that is going to make the edit, but... Stay tuned in the outtakes. Thank you for that accompaniment there. I didn't realise your voice could go so. In the end, there will only be... Sorry, I'll start again. Highlights, Fallout and Highlander.